This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now a look at how the supposed law of supply and demand can get out of sync. Our example today comes from the real estate market, where prices in many American cities have been rising. But in some spots, prices are too high because houses and apartments for sale are in short supply. That's discouraging some would-be home shoppers, as Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus reports from Denver.
Robin Smith bounces her one-year-old on her lap as she tells me about her family's search for a new home.
We started out looking in Highlands Ranch.
Her apartment in Denver was too small for a growing family, so Smith and her husband went looking for a house. They found one in the suburbs they really liked, a four-bedroom place listed for $259,000.
We made an offer $10,000 over the asking price and found out that there was 32 offers on the home over a weekend.
In the end, her $10,000 over asking wasn't even close. Smith and her husband both work for national companies, which makes relocating easier. So they considered something a little radical. They decided to expand their housing search to Texas.
Someone recommended Austin, and they said that it's a little more affordable and still a great place to live. So we actually booked a flight the following week and bought a house.
Single-family homes in Austin are about $50,000 cheaper than in Denver, but many people don't have the luxury of moving to a more affordable area. The problem, from Seattle to Dallas to Denver, is buyers are bidding up a very limited supply of homes. Lawrence Yoon is chief economist with the National Association of Realtors.
The prices are rising just too fast and certainly far ahead of people's income.
Commerce Department numbers show condo construction at historic lows, and single-family home construction is half what it should be, according to Bob Denk. He's with the National Association of Home Builders. Denk says changing that would require a seismic shift in the industry. That's because skilled labor and lots to build on are in short supply.
And we are having these sort of supply chain headwinds that it's hard just to double overnight. But the other part of that is, we have produced at this level before, so it's not impossible.
Not impossible, but probably not changing anytime soon, which means home prices will likely keep going up. I'm Ben Marcus for Marketplace.